Yes, to Bob.
Now, it's not signed.
Mm-hmm.
And, let me read it to you, because you may want to confirm it at the far end on your island.
Yeah.
In the face of a situation created by the death of Lieutenant Colonel Fernandez Dominguez, in which all the information collected to this moment indicates that it was by the armed intervention of American troops, and in the face of the excessive delays in getting to a definite solution to the Dominican problem, which in every minute brings more death to the civil population, against the original posture of yourselves who wanted to speed up agreement, I have spoken with Professor Bosch, telling him my decision to retire from the conversation and to renounce the constitutional position which was under consideration for me. In undertaking these conversations on behalf of the constitutional government presided over by Colonel Camaño Deño and also in behalf of Professor Bosch, I did it in the belief that we could return to the constitutional order of 63. The people have been fighting since the unhappy 25th of September in which it was destroyed. But it would not be faithful to my own convictions and to all my companions of the struggle and to the men who have fallen to continue conversations which have taken a turn that does not respond to the desires of the people. I have communicated this decision to our constitutional government of Colonel Camaño Deño. At the appropriate time, I will make public the form in which these conversations have developed.
Mm-hmm. Well, give us a little time here, Mike.
Yes, my own feeling is we all ought to take a deep breath.
Yep.
There is the fact that it's not signed. There is it doesn't sound a bit like him. The whole document is not his writing. It is the way he does things.
Yep.
But he did send it. He himself handed it to Harry, as I understand it, though I can't give you that on a Bible at the moment.
Yep.
It's addressed to me, headed memorandum.
Yep.
We will be thinking, supposing that we decide to, we'll be thinking of the two tracks, one of saying, you know, you're very upset and we didn't get this letter. And the other is saying, well, if that's the way you feel about it, we're sorry. We also will explain our efforts and then let things wait a while. They're not terribly different, in fact.
Okay, well, let us think about it here a minute. We've got an urgent drug problem here.
I know you have. That problem is one we can deal with if you let us, because we have a lot of information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.